Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, International Monetary Fund forecast revenue and expenditure to underperform government 2024 target by 0.1%. Also, $300 million World Bank cash to hit Bank of Ghana's account in the coming weeks as Washington-based lender expects the support to fast-track Ghana's economic recovery. Plus, Ghana Union of Traders Association joins calls by the Trades Union Congress to review the 15% value-added tax on electricity for lifeline consumers. Details coming up. Thanks for joining us. My name is Daryl Kwao. Hello to our friends listening on KT Radio in Koforidua. The International Monetary Fund says it expects revenue to underperform the government target by 0.1% of the size of the economy in 2024, whilst expenditure overshoots the target by a similar margin. The fund is forecasting a budget deficit of 5% for Ghana in 2024 compared to the government's target of 4.8%. Here's more in this report.
The International Monetary Fund's fiscal outlook for 2024 projects an overall budget deficit on a commitment basis at 5% of the size of the economy. Seemingly, this aligns with Ghana's election year fiscal performance. According to IC Research, it appears the IMF has taken a slightly conservative posture with a 0.2% of gross domestic product slippage baked into a 2024 deficit forecast of 5.0% compared to the government target of 4.8%. Meanwhile, IC Research says improving external position will cap foreign swings, but external debt restructuring is key. Encouragingly, it pointed out that the updated external sector framework showed a marginally improved outlook on the balance of payment gap, despite maintaining a pre-restructuring assumption on the external interest payment.
That was a business guest report. Now, the $300 million World Bank cash should be transferred to the Bank of Ghana's account in the coming weeks after the Washington-based lender approved the disbursement of the fund following Ghana's completion of the first program review under the IMF program. Senior economist at the World Bank Group, David L. Marley, says the World Bank is working to quickly release the funds to aid Ghana's economic recovery.
In our view, should be helpful to the economy in a way is the reform they've supported. And you know, those reforms from across stability really should help the private sector together, you know, with the structural reforms on the investment climate, on the financial sector stability. The hope is really that it improves, you know, the economy and that it helps Ghana's recovery. The other thing that's extremely supporting is our direct support to social protection programs, including the LEAP. This operation supports that, and with a key part of the program, of the crisis recovery program, to really help protect the poor and the vulnerable Ghanaians from the adjustment.
David L. Marley is senior economist at the World Bank Group. Research lead at GCP Capital, Courage Boutique, is calling for the strengthening of forex reforms to manage and sustain liquidity in the exchange rate market. His comment coming at a time Ghana's exchange rate regime is forecast to be robust in the first quarter of the year, following the release of a $600 million second tranche funding from the IMF and $300 million from the World Bank to support the economy. Mr. Boutique has been speaking to Joy Business.
Well, it's more of the reforms. We've been doing a few reforms here and there. You have to control the CD liquidity levels on the market. We've seen a switch from keeping reserves, CRR in dollars, to now just CDs. All of these are ways to mop up CD liquidity from the system and release some effects so that there will be a bit more liquidity on the market. Because as it stands, portfolio investors are not coming in with flows. They are not just open to the Ghanaian market. So a straight finance, export receipt at Bank of Ghana's interventions and things like that, those are the sources of flow to the market and what the banks are providing.
research lead at GCB Capital, Carriage Boti there. Now, some businesses and regulators are yet to start implementing the new taxes signed into law by President Akufo-Addo last month. This is despite the Ghana Revenue Authority announcing that it has set the 1st of January as the date for implementing the taxes. Here's George Afe with more.
The Electricity Company of Ghana was the first to say that due to challenges in configuring their systems, it has not started charging the VAT on electricity consumption. Joy Business checks with the insurance companies have also shown that they are yet to start enforcing the tax. The insurance companies should have increased insurance premiums by at least 21.9%. This was due to the fact that they are now required to charge VAT on all non-life insurance products. However, there hasn't been any communication by any of these individual insurance companies about charging these taxes. It is not clear for now whether push for these taxes to be frozen has been one of the major reasons why these firms haven't started enforcing these taxes. One is also not sure about how this could impact on government's plan to mobilize about 5 billion Ghana cedis from these seven new tax amendments that were signed into law by President Akufo-Addo in December last year. The Ghana Revenue Authority had maintained that it has set January 1, 2024 as the implementation date. It expects every business to comply when it comes to filing of their returns, showing that they've started enforcing these taxes from 1st January 2024.
George Afe, meanwhile, the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, is supporting calls by the Trades Union Congress to review the 15% VAT on electricity. President of GUTA, Dr. Joseph Obeng, is rather proposing a 5% rate in the interim.
Normally, they think that when they increase more taxes, they are going to increase the revenue. But on the contrary, when taxes are so high, it tends to decrease the tax enhancement. And so they have to notice that. So much as they want to add something to the electricity charges in terms of VAT, I think they can also be unique. They have to be very innovative in the how to go about it by reducing the rate to about maybe 5% so that they can have it at the same time where businesses can also thrive.
President of GUTA, Dr. Joseph Obeng. Now, the ECOWAS Bank for Investment and Development has launched the 2024 ECOWAS Investment Forum aimed at providing member states with investment partnership that would contribute to the growth of their economies. According to the president of ECOWAS Bank for Investment and Development, Dr. George Ejekum Donko, the forum will serve as a platform for countries to deliberate and find solutions to some global challenges such as food insecurity and climate change.
The forum will create opportunities for relevant and tangible investment partnerships and dialogues. It also present a pipeline of development projects and programs from various key sectors, namely agriculture and food security, support to SMEs and SMIs, infrastructure and energy. Our panel will also bring experts together to address critical issues related to food security and infrastructure development.
You had Dr. George Ajakum Donko, president of the ECOWAS Bank for Investment and Development. On Investor Eye today, you could be deceived with promotions or gifts to invest in a fraudulent scheme. This means that you must always check if an investment firm is licensed before you invest. Emmanuel Mensah appears as director in charge of Risk Management Department at the Securities and Exchange Commission, and he talks on some of the modus operandi used to scam investors.
The forum will create opportunities for relevant.
Then there's the reciprocity tactic. With that one, they'll give you something as a bait to invest, either something physical or they may even say that, okay, if you invest, we'll give you a discount payment and so on and so forth. It will surprise you that sometimes they even give things that you can get anywhere, maybe a certain soap or something, to as a way of enticing you to invest with them. And then they also have what they call a scarcity tactic.
Okay.
So they will say, invest now, because they know that if time passes after listening to them, you may cool down and think properly. So they will give you some kind of urgency to invest.
Investor Eye returns next week, Tuesday. Before we go, let's check the markets for you. This morning on the commodity market, crude oil trading at $80 a barrel. Gold trading at $2,015 an ounce. That's going up marginally. Cocoa gained a significant $151 from yesterday's trading. It's selling this morning at $4,785 a ton. On the currency market, the dollar going for 12 cedis 41 pesos. That's on the retail market. The pound, 15 cedis 51 pesos. The euro going for 13 cedis 50 pesos. More news on our website, myjoyonline.com/business. And the Super Morning Show continues with Kojo Yangsin and the team.
DJ Wobete has given us a song to start things off today. It's by Ebuka Songs Live. Yes, and it's called, the title is interesting, it's called Calling My Name, I'm a Soldier.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.